Utah has more than 10,000 nonprofit organizations, but with donations falling off, many are struggling to find the resources they need to continue their mission. Kate Rubikova with the Utah Nonprofit Association says charities feed, heal, shelter, and nurture people in need, no matter their age, gender, race, faith, or economic status.
Nonprofit organizations, especially here in the state of Utah, we are the safety net. We are the place where people go when their world has spiraled out of control.
Rubikova says Utah's nonprofits had almost $15 billion in gross revenues in 2019, but the pandemic will force a significant financial loss in 2020. This means that thousands of Utah's most vulnerable people must look elsewhere for assistance. She says her group recently surveyed its members and found that 1 in 4 organizations said it was unlikely it would survive the crisis. That would mean unemployment for 20,000 or more employees of Utah's nonprofits.
How do we do all the service delivery? How do we gain revenue to be able to do that service delivery? And how do we also then make sure that that critical work that we're doing within our communities can actually continue?
Rubikova says it will take money from a variety of sources to restore Utah's private safety net.
We're going to need contributions from the community. We're going to need government interventions, and we're going to need business and corporate to also step in to help nonprofit organizations weather this crisis.
Rubikova says charities depend on private donations and grants to fund their operations, and government programs such as PPP loans and the CARES Act have helped keep their doors open during the crisis. But now, she says their future is uncertain. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.